With KAZU News, I'm Jeremiah Edding. The New Canon Theater Company is kicking off its third season with a staging of the musical Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. As KAZU's Dylan Music reports, the musical is a fictional account of one of the legendary singer Billie Holiday's final performances.
Just relax. And take it a little more slowly.
Lisa Gay Dixon workshopped with actors in a small practice space in Pacific Grove. The props on the stage, a keyboard, and an old-timey silver microphone that looks of a certain vintage, something of the 1950s, which is exactly when this play takes place. Dixon is the director of New Canon Theater Company's production of Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, a play about the final performances of famed singer Billie Holiday before her death in 1959. Holiday was 44 years old. Dixon says she was excited to direct this musical because she identifies with Holiday in many ways.
She's an African-American woman blazing a trail in performing arts and a first in many ways. And she had to put up with a lot of negative experiences, shall we say. And so just, I think any performing artist, especially a woman or especially a person of color, can relate to and connect to some of the struggles that she's been through, no matter the time period.
Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill was written by playwright Lainey Robertson. It premiered off-Broadway in the late 80s. Nearly 30 years later, the play finally made its Broadway debut. It's been popular ever since. Dixon says audiences love the play because it gives us an up-close and personal view of a larger-than-life icon.
It definitely follows an arc of a story, a night in the life, just a few months before her tragic death. So she talks a lot about what she's had to deal with in life and getting to the point that she is right now.
Melinda DeRuin, a local actress and singer who plays Holiday, says she was excited to take on the role because she identifies with her as a fellow musician of color.
As Lisa said, I find some kinship in her struggle as a performer in a mostly white world, and the struggles, of course, back then, her struggles were life and death. And mine aren't necessarily to that extreme, but they still hold heavy in my heart and they still define who I am and my path. She always made sure to sing songs that meant something to her. She would never sing a song that didn't align somewhere in her life or in her friends' lives, a story she could identify with.
I'll never regret the years I'm giving. It's easy.
And so all of the songs that Billie Holiday sang always have a line of truth that goes straight to your heart. And I get to sing those songs in her fashion all the time, and it's just absolutely wonderful.
John Wineglass, the renowned local composer who plays Holiday's accompanist Jimmy Powers, says that the character is so much more than that.
I'm doing so good here, Jimmy. I need a little help now, Jimmy.
Don't say that. You're doing fine.
Oh, he's a support base for her. He helps her with her clothes. He helps her with her shoes. He helps her with the music. He helps with the gigs. He's the one driving from New York City down to the club. He's that, like a manager, like a tour manager, if you're in that way. So he provides things for her that helps her and also helps him stay employed.
And while this isn't Wineglass's first time performing, it is his first time acting in a musical.
You're doing the music and you're doing the acting, you're doing blocking. So it's all these other multifaceted things that are involved that typically as a pit musician that I've been on Broadway on different productions, I've never had to grapple with. So it's been a very interesting journey.
And the performance will be an interesting journey into the past for the audience as it takes place in the Sunset Center Studio 105, an intimate cabaret-like space in the Cultural Center's basement that has mostly been used for small concerts. Here again, Lady Day's director, Dixon.
It's set up like a sort of a long proscenium theater with a small stage at one end and a bar at the other end. It's going to be very much like you're going back in time a little bit, and you are shown to your seat, and you can order a cocktail and enjoy the show. This is my hope, that it is an immersive experience.
An immersive experience back in time with the one and only Lady Day. Dylan Music, KZU News.
To live when you're in love. happy to do whatever.